الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولان العظيم. Just as a reminder again for myself, for all, that this month the rewards of all actions are very, very great. They are multiplied very greatly, tremendously by Allah Ta'ala. As we read in the hadith, that a farad becomes equal to 70 farais. As though we have performed that amal, like we made asr namaz now, farz namaz, like we have made 70 farz namaz. How great. And a nafil takes on the value of a farad, which ulama have explained that a whole, just to get it again in perspective, and just to repeat again, that a whole life's nafil does not equal a farad. So for example, in namazes, whole life's tahajjud namaz, ishraq, chast, awabin, salatul hajj, salatul shukr, salatul istikhara, many, many namazes, nafal. All that, the whole lives together, won't equal the two faras of fajr namaz. So great. So how much isn't the reward of the faras? When all the whole lives, nafal, every namaz, the value of it, we read in other hadith, the value of reading Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, we read the value of reading Surah Fatiha in Nafil Namaz, sitting position, it's, the reward is so much, standing position, it's the whole for Ruku, for Sajda, what the rewards are. And all of that together is not equal to a Farad. And in Ramadan, the Farad becomes 70 Farad. So much for us to coin, for us to earn for the Akhirat. And whatever Nafil we will do, it has the value of it. For when the farad is so much, how much in this month Allah Ta'ala is giving. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that as the month goes, we don't become lax, and we don't take things for granted, but we try to keep up our momentum, and those around us also, we encourage others also, and that will help us. How much we will tell others is going to help us. And that is also one of the reasons why we should keep on saying and telling others, then we get reminded ourselves also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. With regard to keeping our rozas and keeping a proper full roza, a perfect roza, we endeavor, we make our niyat. Our niyat also always must be to do everything perfect and to the best of our ability. Then wherever we reach, that is our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, ask for biryani, and if you get dal roti, be satisfied with that also. But aim for the highest. Hadith Sharif teaches us, when you ask Allah Ta'ala Jannat, ask for Jannatul Firdaus. If we go and see our amal, where are we? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the great, great ulama, mujahideen, all who work for deen, they deserve that. When we see our condition, but we are told, aim for the highest. And then wherever Allah Ta'ala what gives us, we must be happy with that. But we aim for the highest. So our ibadat also, we try and make them perfect. Our rozas also. Not just give up from the beginning that I can't keep a perfect roza. So just a haphazard roza I keep. Or whatever is just anyhow my roza. Or that I don't keep the roza, na'uzu billah. Because I can't keep a perfect roza, this also one of the ploys of shaitan. That many people feel that I can't do this perfectly, I haven't got sincerity, so don't do it. Okay? So that is, in that case, we can't be perfect Muslims also. Na'uzu billah, can we say now that I won't be a Muslim because I can't be a perfect Muslim. So anything we can't do perfectly. Driving on the road also, we do make mistakes. Sometimes we might skip a stop sign. Sometimes we might cross the white solid line. But doesn't mean if we did it once, we just keep on doing it. What if we mistake? If it's a mistake, and hopefully nothing goes wrong in that, but that doesn't give us the license to keep on doing it. So like that, whatever mistakes, if they perchance do happen, we try our best. And inshallah, according to that niyat, Allah Ta'ala will make it to be the best, though it won't be. And Allah's mercy is such that we read in the riwayat also, a person making tilawat, he tries and make it correctly, properly, but he falters. Allah appoints a farishta to correct his reading and take the corrected version then to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is so merciful, so kind. So we have to try. A person wants to become a hafiz and he can't make it. He's trying all the time. Then Allah Ta'ala, until more he keeps on trying, Allah Ta'ala will write him as a hafiz. A person goes for hajj and on the journey he passes away. Then Allah Ta'ala writes for him the sawab of a hajj. So we have to keep on trying to try and keep a perfect roza. We spoke about the roza of the eyes. Allah give us tawfiq that we try and control our eyes. And this is the month, a practicing period. As a month of islah, tarbiyat, that we try and more. How much we have got? Alhamdulillah, shukr. But it still can't be perfect also. One person, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib's murid. One other murid of Hadrat told him, this person is in Jeddah. He says that he controls his eyes so much that even if he speaks to a male, this other murid is an alim, he says when he speaks to me also, his eyes are just down. And a person whose eyes are down all the time, very fortunate is that person. And when we control the eyes, Allah opens the eyes of the heart to Allah Ta'ala. Then a person starts seeing Allah Ta'ala, getting the ma'rifat of Allah, and how much a person comes to know Allah, so much the love of Allah increases in that person. Yeah, in this world, we might hear of somebody, or in whichever field it might be, that is somebody and we feel, I want to be attached to that person, I must have connection with that person, he's such a great person. But sometimes it happens, the more closer you come, you find things which are negative. And then you get disillusioned about it. But with Allah Ta'ala, that is impossible. The more a person comes to know Allah Ta'ala, the more he will just love Allah Ta'ala. Allah's Qudrat, Allah's knowledge, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's love, everything of Allah. So perfect that the more a person comes to know Allah, the more he will love Allah. So how much we will control our eyes, so much we will see Allah Ta'ala. And then the love of Allah Ta'ala, and with the love of Allah comes automatically who you love, you remember that person. You just want to speak that person, whether the occasion warrants it or not, who you love, what you love, you just want to bring it in the conversation. You'll even go and visit somebody, but your actual visit object is not to go visit, because you want to speak about something, you want to tell him about it. And if some other conversation is carrying on, who you love, what you love, you'll try and bring it in. Whether it's your hobby, whether it is anything else. So if we love Allah, then automatically the talks of Allah will be, we will just keep on talking, we'll remember Allah Ta'ala. About our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, one great alim says, I haven't seen somebody else who repeats himself so much about speaking about the love of Allah. For example, Hazrat gave a bayan. The bayan is over. Now he's sitting to eat. Again, Hazrat will speak about it. After that, just a little talk or waiting for something, again, Hazrat will speak. So much, because it's just Maulana Ayyub Surti, Rahmatul Adamat Barakatum of UK, also says that I haven't seen an alim that, he says usually ulama come visit us to the UK. He says that bayan time they will speak about deen, about Allah Ta'ala. After that, then it's usual casual talk like ordinary. But Hazrat, all the time, his talk is only about Allah Ta'ala. So how much we, and Hazrat says that whatever I got, it is because the control of the eyes. That I control my eyes, whatever I've got, Allah gave it to me on account of that. And Hazrat says that in this zamana especially, any person who will control his eyes, he will become a wali of Allah. and control, you don't look at other things, then Allah presents Himself in to that person. And then we see Allah Ta'ala. So by the remember, the love of Allah will make us remember Allah Ta'ala. The love of Allah will make us just like by force, inside, within ourselves, not anyone else forcing ourselves, to obey Allah Ta'ala. Al-muhib limay yuhib muti'a. Who you love, you are obedient to your beloved, and you don't want to, and then you don't want to disobey your beloved, not because of the fear of any reprimand, hiding, scolding, or anything, but just in the love of that person. You don't want to disobey him. So that love of that level, that we obey Allah, and you don't want to upset Allah, you don't want to displease Allah, in the love of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, to fear, to stay away and abstain from disobeying Allah in the fear of Allah, it's meritorious, but it can never compare to staying away from the disobedience of Allah in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat explained that even a dog, you pick up a stone, a stick, then in the fear of that, the dog runs away or whatever. So that is in the fear. But in the love of Allah, that a person doesn't disobey Allah Ta'ala because he loves Allah to that level, that is a very high thing. And that is, Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, that Farishtas also don't possess that. That is, that share of that love of Allah has come in insan. And if we develop it, and then you gain that, you will love Allah. Farishtas do what they have to do. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. But that love of Allah, that Allah has bestowed this insan. And in the insan, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of that love, they surpass all the malaika together also. So this is a very great thing. And in this month, if we control, learn to control our eyes, and we only, then only, not only from haram that we keep our eyes away, but even from other things which may be even permissible, but which are not necessary. Hazrat Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullah Alayha, she explains when her Khadimat used to tell her, let us go outside and see the Qudrat of Allah. She says that I've already found my Allah. Now I don't have to look at Allah's Qudrat. I found, or you look at Allah's Qudrat to reach Allah. That is why we look at the Qudrat of Allah, to reach Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's Qudrat, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah complains about us, about insan. We see the great, great signs of Allah, but we just pass by them. We don't take any notice. We don't recognize Allah. Otherwise, everything is such that a person will recognize Allah Ta'ala. Whatever he sees, he's eating, every morsel, he will recognize Allah. And this is the du'as also. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wa la quwwa. A person will realize it wasn't my effort. Not that I paid for my rice so much, I went and buy it, or my sugar, or my flour, or anything. That is impossible to pay for it. And nobody can pay for a drop of water also. Whatever that water, we all, what we are paying for is that they are bringing it, supplying it to us, for that effort, that work they are doing. But for the water itself, we cannot pay. We can't pay for one grain of rice. All we are paying for are the people who are working on the land, and all the machinery and all the things that go with it. And then for all the transport of it to our country, to our place, from there to the shops, from the shops we go in. For all the people who are working, we are paying for that. But for that one grain of rice, we can never pay for it. And for any other ni'mat of Allah, one piece of cloth, the clothing that we are wearing, we can't pay for it. And if we go and see that also, Allah in His great system, though we say it's very expensive today, things are very expensive, but Allah Ta'ala has subsidized it so much for all the people's work. If we think for a kilo of rice, all the people who worked for it, how much we have to pay for it. how many people worked, what departments worked, the whole world worked on it, the sun worked, the moon worked, the winds worked, the rain worked, that we're not even paying for. And then what people worked for, somehow, little bit, very, very subsidized, Allah gave it to us. So really the shukr is to make shukr of Allah, and that shukr that we realize, I could not make your shukr as it's supposed to be. That is the shukr that Allah, when really we realize that, Ya Allah, I can't make your shukr. And we realize our inefficiency. We realize our deficiency. We realize our weakness in everything. So when we see all this, then inshallah Allah opens more and more to us. The more we see all this, Allah's qudrat, in whatever, we look at our family, you look at our wives, and we appreciate them. Who gave them to us? Who made it possible that they are with us? The adab and the etiquette are so much, but we fall short in everything. Yet Allah Ta'ala is keeping us. We are staying together. Allah's mercy. It's only Allah's mercy. Our children. Who made those children? We didn't make them. And our children become hafiz. What a great thing. Becomes an alim. What a great thing. So this all are the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah, let us learn to control our eyes, and Allah Ta'ala opens His vision to us. And in Jannah, that is very clear. The greatest ni'mat will be when the Jannatis will see Jannah. To such an extent that ni'mat is, that they will forget the ni'mat of Jannah also. Ni'mat of Jannah, we can't imagine. Ulama have written kitabs, explained it in detail. What ni'mat of Jannah. And put in all those ni'mat one side, and Allah Ta'ala's Allah's Zaat on the other side. And that Allah, that will be the greatest ni'mat that a person can acquire. And in this world already, how much a person gets sifat ihsan. Our namazes we have, Allah bless us with concentration. Out of namaz also, when we are eating also, whatever we are doing, we are thinking about Allah Ta'ala all the time and seeing the qudrat of Allah. And this will come, as Hazrat explains, that when we control our eyes, Allah opens these treasures upon us. So the closing of the eyes is really that the eyes open very widely. The eyes of the heart open very, very widely. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then we also spoke a little bit about the control of the tongue, that we control our tongue also. And with the tongue, today of course with the cell phone, that we are speaking where and where. Speaking also on the phone, and the messages we are typing also all the time, we are in contact. Allah give us control of that also. And especially the month of Ramadan, that even permissible things which are not necessary. And also we have to see what is necessary for everyone. Things which are necessary are not, they not equally necessary to every person. Like for example, the news, etc. It's not necessary for all of us to know the news. It's not as necessary for all the women to know the news, etc. Well, who has to know and who are involved in that field? They have to acquire all that. How much is required for them? But it's not for everyone. Otherwise, we will be also really destroying ourselves, acquiring all the things that we don't. We are also asked to make dua for ilm e nafi'. Ilm that is beneficial to us. But we just want to acquire all types of knowledge, etc. Well, we ask, the dua is that we ask for ilm which is beneficial to us. In there, there is detail also, of course. So may Allah Ta'ala make it that we use our tongue also properly, and that what we are talking on the phone, what we are typing, we have control of that also. And consciously we try and increase on that this control. Then similarly, also with regard to what we hear, our ears, roza of the ears also. That we try our best not to hear things which are not necessary for us. In that, like for example, news. Do I have to follow the news? How much of news? And then perhaps even worse than that, but some commentary Many times it happens, some world tournaments take place in the month of Ramadan. And then we are interested in all that. We go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. There also we are following all the sports, etc., or the politics of the country. And a person follows in that. Nobody is going to listen to his opinion. He's going to listen to everything. And then he's going to make his opinion. Perhaps he'll be a great politician in front of his wife, the way he'll explain to her what is happening and all that. Or some friends or somebody. But besides that, who's going to listen? And what weight does it hold? And we have got no niyat. If we got a good valid point also, that who we have to be telling who it should reach, that we will convey to that source. And those people who are in that field, and they can convey the messages, and it's hopefully they will listen, or even if they don't listen, but we did our duty. Those who can do it, by all means, they must get involved in all this, what is necessary, especially in this present environment also, all what discussions are taking place. What if a person who has got that understanding, and he's got the resource of conveying it through himself, somebody in the to the right places, and we convey the correct messages, then alhamdulillah, that is good. But just for the sake of discussing, once we came out of a masjid in one country, and youngsters were standing outside, and they were picking the international team, or some cricket team, and all were details that this player is not fit to play, that one is this, and they just discussing it. Who's going to listen to it? Pure waste of time. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writing on this gets very angry in the tone of the words of Hazrat that he uses. That all this, in that time, we should be reading Durood Sharif, which Hazrat encourages. Make Tawbah Istighfar, that Allah is definitely listening. And it's going to help tremendously in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And everyone, Allah has given us recourse to go into the court of Allah. No matter who we are, to go in just a magistrate's court in our town is not also a simple thing, but to go into the court of Allah, and we petition Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will, every petition will reach Allah Ta'ala, every person, and we beg of Allah Ta'ala, and really everything happens from there. No judge, our ulama write, can write a verdict of guilty or not guilty without Allah's permission. In fact, how many times it has happened, the judge wants to write guilty, but he's writing not guilty, and he doesn't know why I'm doing it also. This is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And normally this does not happen, normally is asbab, means, etc. But there are many times when a person sometimes he wants to give somebody something, and he just can't get himself to give it. If Allah blocks it, you can't give it. And sometimes you don't want to give, but you just give. You don't know why you are giving it. So it just is, everything happens with the will of Allah. So now the presently also, that what we are hearing, especially what we waste a lot of our time perhaps, is on all the conspiracy theories that are going on. And all this are usually from non-Muslims. And if they are from Muslims also, if they are from Muslims who are not like Pabund on Deen, all this definitely has a negative effect on the heart. And a person does get affected with it. That's why we are warned, very reprimanded, warned, that whose kitabs we read, whose company we keep is very, very important. If we read the good also of a person who is disobedient, who is a non-Muslim, that will also have an effect on a person. So we have to be very, very careful. So all this conspiracy theories, it makes a person disillusioned. How many people are panics? They are suffering from panic. They are fearing so greatly. And it's all just because they are listening to all the wrong things. And from the wrong people, they're listening to the wrong things. So this is very important, our hearing, and in our rozas especially. Now in the month of Ramadan, we have to be more particular what things we are listening to, and that we keep the roza of the ears also. The famous incident of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was walking and he heard music, he took his fingers and put it in his ears. He closed his ears so that the sound of the music doesn't come. So like that, yeah, people was, might think as that, oh, this person is mad or something. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was at the airport in Karachi. And where Hazrat was sitting on a wheelchair, then it happened that all the passengers that were going on the plane or coming off, all were passing there, and plenty women also. So Hazrat told, turn my chair around, wheelchair, and let it face the wall. Now everyone will think that this person, yeah, in this time, yeah, something wrong with this person, he's facing the wall. Somebody, you punish a child, you tell him face the wall or something. But this is how, for them, it is, this is the right thing to do. Let the world think what they want to, but we do the right thing. Yeah, also, and they are, mashallah, those people, young boys, young girls also, where sometimes ghibat is taking place, they walk away from there. And they go and do their own thing. Well, something, what other permissible thing what they can do, they do. So we also, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that today, if we don't know what is in the happening in the world, the politics of the world, doesn't matter. If we know what is happening in the Quran Sharif, what the Quran, the Hadith, and what our Akabir Buzurgs teach us, that is much, much more valuable. So Allah Ta'ala may save us from all this conspiracy theories. And then, these are only theories after all. Nobody can say for sure. And we wasting our time with our speculation, our even in our mind we are thinking this person is right. That we wasting, use our mind also for more better things. And actual conspiracies is nothing new. It has been happening all along. And with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in Makkah Sharif, how many conspiracies? The Kuffar of Makkah, the Mushrikeen, all they conspired, and these are not theories, they were hard facts. And Allah Ta'ala says, all this, leave them. You engage in tasbih, you engage in salat, you turn to Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we have to do also. And then after that also, all the conspiracies against Islam, all the time they have been there, it's nothing new. So we don't have to be so taken aback with it. And that's, and when the non-Muslims do it, if they don't do it, then we should be surprised. That is part of their work, to conspire again. And at the same time, 1400 years, and the conspiracies for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Nabi Ali Salat was making hijrat, and coming out of the house, and they were standing with their naked swords ready to take the life of Nabi Ali Salatu. What a conspiracy. How many others also that Islam should not have been alive today. It shouldn't have started and taken off also. But Alhamdulillah, 1400 years, and the problem of this today's conspiracies are because Islam is flourishing so much. Islam is spreading so much. It's going where they're stopping it from their own homes. It's entering in their homes also. Islam is spreading like wildfire without any shadow of doubt. And it's getting everywhere. That is why they want to try and completely cut it out. And so they're going to conspire. What we have to do is we turn to Allah and we turn for His help and we seek His help. So that is what we have to do. So wasting our time on all this conspiracy theories is nothing but harmful for us. What we have to do is we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And the main thing at this time also is that a person, we have to become very, very concerned and worried about our iman. Whether our iman is there or not. Like if a person is traveling in a foreign country and he knows nobody there. He's just traveling and he loses his passport. And he loses everything, his currency, all his goods also, clothing, bags, everything. Or he's robbed, or but anyway, he's gone. What is the condition of that person? And who does he turn to? Where does he go? He's got no money now. He hasn't got his phone also. Like that. If in the akhirat our iman is not there, in the qabr, if our, when we are tested for our iman, and that will be the place where our iman will be definitely tested for all of us. Yeah, in this world at the moment, our iman is being tested very heavily. That all the conditions which are there, How is our iman? Is our iman there or not? And quite a few people who have got real like concern for themselves, they express that we are worried. That what is the condition of our iman? That is what we must be worried about. And then to strengthen our iman. And another thing is, what if our iman is fake? When we present the passport at the immigration officer, and he says, no, this is a fake passport. May Allah save us that we were thinking I got iman. My iman is all right. And today, as we know, for these people who, all the scams that carry on, they give people the ID documents, passports, and just to find, and they spend so much money on them. And just to find out it was just fake, it was a fraud, it's not genuine. May Allah protect us. So these are the times that we have to be more worried about that. A person who's worried about his iman, whether I've got my iman still or not. As one alim explained, that iman which cannot save us from gunas in this world, how is that iman going to save us from the fire of Jahannam? So the iman is supposed to be, Allah bless us with that, that we fall into so many gunas, ghibat, we don't think, unmindfulness, ghaflat, it just overtakes us. And we just become, like today we see it clearly with the cell phone, a person is so much on the cell phone, the ghaflat which takes him over. And he doesn't know anything what is happening around him. Like that, how many times, just that what I want to do, I have to reach this position, I have to do this, I have to get that. And in the process, that ghaflat of that, we are unmindful of the rights of the family, we don't think of the rights of the family, the rights of other people. A person, he's just got it in his mind, I have to reach this point by driving on in the car to a certain point. And when that has taken him over, whatever, an emergency at a hospital, or just that for some other reason he has to meet somebody or something, and in that he's driving, he drives like a maniac on the road now. He doesn't care for any other road user also. How he's just carrying on the road, just because that thing has now overtaken his mind. So like that in many things, when we fall into that, and if it is of ghaflat, then what is the condition of that person? So our iman, we can't take iman for granted. That iman, that we were just born in a Muslim home, and that I'm a Muslim, and I'm just carrying on, perhaps no namaz also in my life, perhaps no rozas, but I'm a Muslim, I got my iman, I've got my guarantee for Jannah. We have to think about it. In fact, our buzurg, our elders, they are so concerned, even after making their ibadat, or that is my namaz accepted or not? Are my rozas accepted or not? All the time. And we are taught this, that at the time when we make iftari, we are begging Allah for taqabbal minni. We tried our little way, but oh Allah, you accept from me. And Allah gives it sharfi qabuliyat, it's only the fadl and karam and ihsan of Allah Ta'ala. So really today, we have to worry all the other things also, our namaz, rozas, but my iman is my iman. And what is going to happen when Malakul Maut also, when he comes, and when Dajjal is going to come, what's going to be our condition? If we are living, all our children, now we can't control ourselves. We can't stay from listening, from watching a sports match. We can't stay away from a conversation. And we know it's wrong. We can't stay away from fashion. We can't stay away from various types of gatherings where we know so much wrong, but we just can't keep ourselves away. What will happen when Dajjal comes? So Allah Ta'ala, give us the concern that all these theories which are carrying on, and we listening to them, reading about them, and we are getting involved, and what we have to be doing is getting left out. Allah save us from that. And the conspiracies are going to be there. 100%. They are going to be there. And they're going to work against Muslims, against Islam. What we have to do, we must do what we have to do. And the main thing, really at this time, to worry of our iman, our ibadat of the month, to make our rozas, rozas, that they become really rozas, what are called rozas, and not just staying hungry, etc. So Allah give us that fikr and that concern, and mainly about our, and so many du'as we are taught about iman. Allahumma inni as'aluka iman la yartad. So many, many du'as that, oh Allah, Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, amitna ala al-iman. Make this du'as also. We are worried about this iman. When Allah will see that, inshallah, Allah will bless us with that iman. And we beg Allah that, oh Allah, you bless us with that iman which is required by you. Oh, you give us that iman, that yaqeen, that tawakkul on the zaat of Allah. Allah bless us. Otherwise, we are really, really very, very weak. May Allah Ta'ala make this Ramadan very fruitful for us. Make it a means of our complete islah. And till mort, Allah grant us our islah and grant us our iman, our islam, all the a'mal of our deen. May Allah bless us in the correct way. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.